This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIO. We got a lot to talk about. I want to hit a lot of my emails, but I have one here. This is interesting that we're going to open with. Dante writes, at work the other day, I accidentally looked at my coworker's breasts. Her dress was nice, but low in front, and my eyes wandered. I didn't mean to. She gives me dirty looks. And I don't want to be accused of being a perv. Now I know why men would rather work around men. He goes on to say, you know, what should he do, blah, blah, blah. You know, should he talk to her? Okay, let's go back a step. Guys, as a woman, okay, I have to say, and I know I'm going to lose my PMS privileges for saying this, but guys, I have to say I really empathize with you. That has got to be so tough. Where if you look, okay, whether it's accidentally or on purpose, you get branded something bad. Yet we women, you know, a guy could walk by and we go, hoo-hoo, you know, and nothing happens. That double standard is no fair. It's no fair to you guys. Now, mind you, okay, you know, I sexual harassment, sexual assault is nothing to joke about, okay? And any of you guys that have assaulted or harassed, no, you get no sympathy from me. In fact, you get a kick in the you-know-what. But I don't know what you guys are supposed to do, all right? We've had this conversation before where if a woman's in the mix and you have to walk on eggshells, or you have to try your hardest to not look like you're doing something wrong, you'll accidentally do something wrong. And I hear this from a lot of guys. I'd rather just work with guys so they don't accidentally get accused or in trouble for doing something that they shouldn't. And here he admits, he looked at her breasts. I mean, you know, her dress was low cut. I'd really like to talk to this woman and go, excuse me, what kind of a dress are you wearing to work? Where do you guys work? Okay, I mean, is what kind of an establishment is that? Because if it's a normal office, there's really no reason cleavage should be showing. All right, I mean, none of my dresses are low like that, and I kind of go the other way. I try to hide it, which is really really difficult because the Lord blessed me with some double D's, and I really find them a hindrance. In fact, I can't even see my desk if I'm standing. We're going to be talking, you know, walking while you work. I can't do that because I can't see the desk. I mean, that's how bad it is. And so I'm not saying that to brag. I mean, it's difficult. So, you know, here you are. If you're in an office setting, an engineering firm, a law firm, the breasts don't really belong. And I know some ladies are like, Dr. Dahlia, how could you do that? We should be able to wear whatever we want. We should be able to enjoy our bodies. I don't know. I think cleavage is very distracting. If a guy, let's say, has, I don't know, a lot of, let's say muscle. Okay, let's say we have a man that has a lot of muscle. His pectoralis majors, his pectoralis minors, his delts, his biceps, his triceps, he's got a lot. If he wore a skin-tight shirt to show off those muscles in a law firm, doctor's office, engineering firm, I'd say that's ridiculous. That's distracting. Either way, okay? I think there is professional attire, and that professional attire means body parts do not fall out. And most body parts get covered. And if somebody goes, but Dr. Dahlia, look, I'm well endowed, and so it's just the way I look. I mean, they don't make clothes. Yeah, they do make clothes. I find clothes that cover the puppies up very easily. There are plenty of blouses, plenty of camisoles out there that cover it up. Okay, but that doesn't solve Dante's problem, right? His eyes wandered, and she now looks at him like he's a pervert. And by the way, one little secret is some of us women that do, like, you know, bend over and, you know, wear certain things like that, we know people are looking. When you wear a dress that's low cut and then you have a necklace and the necklace pendant falls right there on the chest, okay, where the cleavage starts, obviously you want to draw some attention there. So this woman is not innocent. Unfortunately for you, you're guilty no matter what. So as a guy, you're guilty. It didn't matter that she was wearing a very suggestive dress. Doesn't matter. You looked. And if you try and cover your eyes, if she walks by and you cover your eyes, that could still look as harassment. So I don't know what I talked to somebody in media. I was talking to them about how they handle a woman who let's say may dress, I guess, I don't want to say inappropriately. And they say usually what they do is they talk to the women managers and they go, you know, what's the best way to approach this? And then one of the women managers talks to the lady. But if there's no female managers to talk to, what I would do if I were you, because again, you have to start a paper trail to protect yourself, is I would let your supervisor know. I just say, look, you know, one day she was wearing a dress. When I went to look at her, because the dress was dark blue and her skin is really light, obviously my eyes went down. I didn't mean to. But, okay, so now she kind of looks at me funny. I swear I didn't want to look. But, I don't want to get in trouble. But, I would just be honest about it. Because you don't, if you think she's going to make a big deal. But guys, I know it's tough. I understand why guys want to work with guys. And now mind you, okay, you know, being a woman who has, thank God, been able to, get accepted to medical school and be able to have a career on radio thanks to my women, my foremothers who, you know, helped battle a lot of glass ceilings for me to be here. I really appreciate women and what they've done. I understand, there's been a lot of obstacles, but what you're trying to do is trying to have a workplace that won't cause any pitfalls. And I think that's very constructive of you. And you could say that. You could say, look, so-and-so was wearing a nice dress, and I'm afraid guys may look at her inappropriately, and maybe we could constructively do something. I don't want to say anything, but I don't want her feeling like anybody's looking at her. I think that's very constructive and very responsible of you. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, Call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. My son's out of school today. I thought he was faking it, you know. He hurt his knee playing lacrosse yesterday, so I was like, oh, man, he's faking it. But, I mean, he woke up, he had a fever. He didn't feel good. And then I noticed, you know, I hadn't really given him a lot of attention. And TLC, you know, when he hurt his knee, because I'm like, man, you know, I told you not to play. He hurt his knee again, just Isaac, you know, buck up. See, I got boys. I don't have to be all, oh, poor little baby, you know, like with girls. You know, girls needed, I didn't as a kid, I didn't need that. But, you know, with boys, I just feel like, ah, you know, just suck it up. Come on, shake it off, you know, just, you know, wipe off the dirt, rinse it off, make sure you don't get an infection, and move on. He really wasn't feeling well, and he didn't want to go to school. So then I had to do the, you know, mommy thing. Like, oh, your mama's here. Then I had to take care of him, stroke his hair, make him feel better, give him a little medicine, give them some. And I got to tell you, man, there is something so much about, there is something we have to say about mommying somebody sick. You know, I notice when I get sick, you know, so my husband's like, what's wrong? Oh, man, I'm sick again. Sick again? You're always sick. And he runs around, what do you need? Like, I'm okay. All right, well, if you need anything, just let me know. Okay, and I'm fine with that. But every once in a while, when I'm not feeling good, he's like, hey, baby, what can I do for you? Is there anything I can do? Do you want me to massage your neck? Do you want me to whatever? And I was like, oh, I just immediately feel better. Now, I'm not the type of person that needs TLC. In fact, when I don't feel good, I want to be left alone. When I have a headache, I go, leave me alone. If I got menstrual cramps, really leave me alone. You know, when I don't feel good, I'm like, everybody leave me alone, go away. That's how I am, okay? I don't need people doting over me. But I got to tell you, man, there is something to that. So I think there needs to be a study where if you have somebody mommy all over, you get two people with the same exact cold or the same exact flu, have one person there, and it may have to be the mommy. It may not even be able to be like a coworker or whatever. You know, it could be a loved one. It has to be, unfortunately, somebody you care about. Okay, so it can't be like a travel nurse that you don't know and you haven't bonded with. So it's got to be somebody that you have a relationship with. And I'd like to see the numbers of how people get better. You know, one thing you could do is you could do like a study where, okay, two kids get sick. One, the mom is there, and the other, it's the dad's new girlfriend. And see who gets better. Now, unfortunately, though, all right, I was the type of kid where I wanted to get the heck out. All right, I hated being home. I wanted to be in school. And I did not want to be sick. So I would fight it and fight it and fight it to get out. So that's another thing. You know, one thing my husband's always worried about is sometimes I really, really baby the boys. I don't think I do, but he thinks I do. And so when I baby them, he's like, this is good. You know, mommy's going to cuddle with me. Mommy's going to make me some soup. Mommy's going to let me stay home and watch TV. I don't. I drag him to work with me. We got a couch and a TV in the back, so I make him go there, away from patients, away from the air conditioning systems and a separate system. And I make them, yeah, no reverse air filtration, not yet. And I just make them sit there. And so, you know, my kids are like, you know what, this isn't fun. But, you know, they like being home so much that, you know, so I don't know what the, maybe that's why this wasn't studied. You know, does TLC help you feel better or does it make you want to still be sick so you get more TLC? Because I don't really, you know, do a lot of lovey-dovey kissy, you know, on the head, you know, with the kids. I, you know, smack them on the butt and say, get to school. So, All right, potential Zika virus risk has been estimated for all 50 states. The Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is a resilient little sucker that has been spreading across Latin America and the Caribbean, is going to be moving to the United States as the weather warms. Summertime weather conditions are favorable, and a lot of people have the little doggy pools and the little kiddie pools, and they have their hose sitting there leaking, and I don't know, beer bottles dropped over or whatever. So mosquitoes like to come. And they say spring and fall conditions can support low to moderate populations of the Aedes aegypti mosquito in more southern regions of the United States. Wintertime weather usually too cold. But I'm seeing articles in Chicago saying, guys, Zika could be in our backyard. So I'm looking at a map, and they're looking at the U.S. cities, and this map was made by, okay, this comes from ucar.edu. I think it's NCARS QS program. It's a, I'm trying to think who, rich researcher, NCAR, N-C-A-R, scientist. All right, and at NASA Marshall Space Flight Center. Okay, so this map has been designed, right? And they tell you where the low areas are, where the high areas are, and where the moderate areas are, where our Zika risk could be. So obviously the high areas is our southern belt. New Orleans, Mobile, Tallahassee, Tampa, Orlando, Florida, Miami, Florida, Jacksonville, Savannah, Charleston. So those areas, going up to D.C., okay, seem to be the higher areas. Then the moderate areas is back east. New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Kansas City, St. Louis, Louisville, Oklahoma City, and then Houston, et cetera. All right, but up the eastern seaboard is moderate risk. And then lower risk is Sacramento, L.A., San Diego, Yuma, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Denver, you know, the more drier areas. So what we could learn from this is it's not so much a temperature thing. It's going to be a humidity thing. And it gets humid back east. No joke about that. And certain parts of the Midwest. So El Paso, drier, so not as much risk. Yet Houston, bigger risk. So they say the research could help us anticipate the timing and location of possible Zika virus outbreaks in certain U.S. because it is coming. They said, while there is much, this is according to NCAR scientist Andrew Monaghan, while there is much we still don't know about the dynamics of Zika virus transmission, understanding where the Aedes aegypti mosquito can survive in the U.S. and how its abundance fluctuates seasonally could help us guide our efforts. The study does not include a specific prediction for this year, and they note that long-range forecasts for the summer point to a 40 to 45% chance of warmer than average temperatures. So this El Nino could unfortunately make things worse. Again, for those of you who, you know, for a quick recap, this is not just a pregnant woman problem. All right, Zika can cause, they believe, neurological issues. All right, and in men as well. So this could affect any of us. And even if you aren't planning on getting pregnant, mosquito could bite you, transmit it to somebody who does become pregnant. And keep in mind, it's already affecting blood supply. Because anybody affected by Zika is not allowed to donate blood for at least a month. So if you're thinking, all right, well, Zika doesn't affect me, you're going about your day, God forbid you get into a car accident and you need blood, blood shortage is where we're going to feel it as well. So not to mention healthcare dollars, et cetera. So this is something that does affect all of us, even if we're not pregnant. So, and they say it's spreading pretty rapidly. They're working with GMO mosquitoes, which, again, I'd say, you know, be careful. You got to start planning. You know, make sure you don't have, you know, stagnant water in the house. Make sure you have DEET, insect repellent, and just, you know, be on the watch, okay? And, you know, these mosquitoes, you don't realize you get bit by a mosquito until it happens. You know, I came back from Florida, and I have them all over the place, all these mosquito bites. I'm like, what? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, bumblebee tuna is recalling 31 cases over quote-unquote life-threatening spoilage. I just bought the cat some tuna fish. Shaky Boo loves his tuna fish. He likes tuna fish. And unfortunately, Bumblebee has recalled thousands of cans of tuna nationwide because there was a problem with the sterilization process. And there could be a life-threatening sickness if eaten. The company has recalled 3 lots of the Chunk Light Tuna in water and oil. UPCs, I guess, 866, a bunch of zeros, and then 2021 and 736. I just bought a bunch of tuna at Target. Again, I got to figure out what I bought. I bought the cheapest one for Shaky Boo. You know what? Shaky Boo's so grumpy. I don't need to buy him, like, fancy food. First of all, why the hell am I feeding him tuna? Cats really shouldn't be eating tuna. They end up having higher uric acid. I could be giving the guy gout. But you know what? He's grumpy. He's so grumpy. Ooh. I don't know if cats get gout. I wouldn't know because he's so grumpy. I'm so scared of this cat. He really does, he does human things. I'm just so, you know. Speaking of which, talking to my husband, and, you know, he likes getting a little turkey meat as a treat. And many of you guys, you know, when you talk to your animal, you turn to talk to the animal, go, hi, Fluffy, hi, whatever. All I'm doing is talking to my husband, going, you know what, if you don't want to eat it, just give it to Shake, because he's going to want tuna. And all of a sudden, he's like, wow, like, you were listening? He listens to everything and he understands. I'm so scared of my cat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. My boy's faking it. I just went to check on him. He is so faking it. I can't believe I fell for it. I cannot believe it. I gotta tell you, man, I am like the worst mom. I can tell when patients are faking it. Honestly, right? Yeah, when it comes to your own baby, no. That's cause they know what to say. I have to whisper because he could hear me. They know. Yeah, he's here with me right now. He's here. I got the studio and then I got a couch outside. He could totally hear me. I know he's faking it big time. It's ridiculous. You know, my kids, they know exactly what to say. So I'm like, okay, you got to go to PE. You know, they go, I need an excuse. And I'm like, well, no, you have to go to PE. They're like, no, I can't because I'm having chest pain and dyspnea on exertion. You're having dyspnea on exertion? You know, but then I'm like, all right, we're going to the ER. I'm like, no, it's not that bad. I just need to get out of PE. And I'm like, wait, you said dyspnea on exertion. That's basically where you can't breathe while you exert yourself. So my son did that to me. You know, this was years ago. Mom, I'm having a tummy ache. I can't go to school. You could go to school. You know, just go poop. He goes, no, I'm have pain at McBurney's Point. McBurney's Point? That's appendicitis. So, you know, they know exactly what to say to get me to stop and, you know, write them an excuse for school. Yeah, I threatened to go to the ER if it was McBurney's Point because that means it's appendicitis. Oh, no, Mom, it's okay. I just need to potty. Oh, kids. All right. Speaking of which, King Tut. King Tut's tomb, they say, has a 90% chance of hidden chambers. How big is this tomb? They say it's a mystery that has evaded the best minds in archaeology for decades. Ooh, I bet. I wonder if that's going to be in the next Indiana Jones. You know there's going to be a fifth Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford still got it. Mm. Hope he's shirtless in this one. Anyway. They say, the unknown fate of the beautiful queen who ruled over ancient Egypt at the height of its power, but Nefertari, may be hiding in plain sight, according to a recent theory. Okay? And adding credence to this theory, Egyptian Antiquities Minister Madu El Damati announced Thursday that based on preliminary findings from a radar scan of King Tut's tomb site, experts are 90% sure that they found two new chambers behind the walls of Tut's resting place. British archaeologist Nicholas Reeves speculated in August that Nefertari was buried in one of those chambers. So the scan also revealed metallic and organic material, El Damati said. Experts plan to do additional scanning at the end of the month to determine the size of the chambers and the thickness of the wall. Don't they, you know, my husband has something like that. You know, whenever he's trying to find a wall stud, you know, to put the nail in to hang the picture I want him to hang, you know, go boop, 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 and then he puts a wall stud. Something like that, maybe, I guess. Anyway, there will be no digging unless authorities are sure that the chambers exist, according to the minister. El Damati has always been skeptical that Nefertari is in a chamber behind King Tut. He says he believes there's female royalty behind the boy king, but not Nefertari. They say after extensive analysis of high-resolution images published online last year, Reeves spotted cracks in the walls that could indicate two previously unrecognized ghost doorways. The size of King Tut's tomb, less than appropriate for the final resting place of an Egyptian king, they say, also added more weight to the view. His hunch is that its unusual size and layout is because it is an extension of an earlier tomb originally designed for a queen, and then it was repurposed for King Tut when he untimely died at the age of 19. So they've been using state-of-the-art equipment to survey it, look for a secret doorway in the northern wall. I don't know. They just can't just go in and, I guess. Anyway, historians say Nefertari ruled Egypt alongside her husband, Amenhotep IV. Amenhotep? I'm sorry, I should know how to pronounce it, but I don't. But after reigning for 12 years, she appeared to have vanished. Uh-oh. Some Egyptologists believe she became co-regent under a new name. Other people think she died. So the search for her tomb has been a long and drawn-out process. So they don't know where, I mean, but then again, I mean, like if somebody killed her and dumped her in the, I don't know, Nile or something? I don't know. Or the Red Sea? And I'm trying to think of my geography. Anyway, they say we must find a way to protect the tomb. Does that mean we did from above, below, or from the side? We do not know. Now, King Tut's tomb was discovered by Howard Carter back in 1922. He was a relatively minor pharaoh. His tomb has been a treasure trove for experts. There's supposed to be lots of yummies in there. And other ideas floated that maybe there's other people that are in there, like Kia, who was his mother. So his mother might be there. So they're thinking maybe Nefertari is there. Maybe he had a dog, you know, and they buried the dog in there too. I don't know, you know. People have asked. I don't think it was like a Facebook thing. You know, what would you want to be buried with? I hate things like that because I don't like talking about that. Just one of those things I grew up saying, you just don't talk about death. Don't, you know, talk about it. But I would probably want chocolate or something in there. You know, maybe a old Def Leppard, cassette. I would probably want that, you know, because I really love Def Leppard. Maybe an old archive from one of my shows, you know, the Dr. Dolly show. I don't know. I'd like to be dressed, you know, not sexy. I don't want to look sexy, but I want to look good. You know, I want to look good, right? You know, unless I got to get back up. That's about it. I want my mom around? God forbid, no. No, I probably wouldn't want my mom there. No. She could be in her own place. No. All right. Tyrone Power, though. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Unfortunately, very, very sad case. A teenager has died after a freak basketball accident. He had caused traumatic brain injury. Get this. Noah Lear, 16 years old, was playing basketball in Bucharest, Ohio, when he did a dunk and the backboard fell on him. February 27th, he got seriously hurt. He was doing what a normal kid would do, playing basketball with his friends. He went up to do a slam, to slam dunk the basketball. The backboard, rim, and post all came down on top of him. He was then fighting for his life. Friends called 911. Lear was conscious, was able to call his mother to let her know there was an accident. And his mouth was bleeding really bad. He lost some teeth. Then he said the police were with him and he was going to the hospital. Unfortunately, he went into cardiac arrest twice, then airlifted. He went into cardiac arrest at the community hospital, then airlifted to Nationwide Children's Hospital. But his traumatic brain injury was worse than first thought. He did have brain activity, was breathing on his own, but then part of his brain that controlled his heart and blood pressure, unfortunately, was damaged very badly. Then he was moved to hospice, and unfortunately, he did not come out of his coma. He fought for 18 days. There is a GoFundMe page, all right, set up by one of Lear's teachers to raise $7,000 to help cover the medical cost. Oh, my gosh. Something like this just makes you gasp. He was doing what you want a kid to do. You want a kid to play basketball with his friends. You want a kid to exercise. You want, and I don't know where this basketball court was, but it was not tight. It was not, my guess, standard. A freak accident, but I hope if there's any silver lining to this very, very tragic case, that schools and parks are going to go and make sure that their basketball backboards are on their tight, and that they could withstand a 200-pound, let's say, kid plus, right, doing a slam dunk and, you know, holding on to the rim. That is crazy. That is just crazy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, more bad news. Environmental pollution kills more than 12 million people every year. A new analysis data from 2012 found a staggering 12.6 million people died from living and working in toxic environments. That's almost equivalent to the populations of New York City and Los Angeles. Can you believe that? There's like 55.6 million deaths recorded in that year. 12.6 million because of environment. All right. Now, of course, there's non-communicable diseases, stroke, heart disease, cancer, etc. Those made up 8.2 million of the deaths resulting from unhealthy environments. But they say most of the deaths are caused by pollution. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS. while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And Tom, who is working the dials. I mean, Tom and I, No lie. We love Chipotle. I mean, we love eating Chipotle. And the food is yummy.
This is 100% fact.
I love it. And I got to tell you, man, I've been avoiding fast food. A lot of us have been avoiding fast food. You know, one thing I didn't do that I want to do is, you know, Chipotle has this friend or foe type of like a contest where you pick a Chipotle item and then you pick a fast food item and you got to match the ingredients to see, you know, like, because a lot of fast food have highly processed things in it and Chipotle has a lot of natural, you know, ingredients. And Chipotle has been taking a lot of hits because of what happened with workers coming in sick and we've talked about this norovirus and a lot of flu bugs have been going around, and because Chipotle has been on the radar, somebody comes to work sick, you won't hear about it in any other place, but you're going to hear about it at Chipotle. And so we're being told that Chipotle may give away $9 million of burritos to boost sales.
Wow.
And I know, man. I'm looking at these. I'm like, oh, yummy. And so they plan to send $21 million of free food coupons via mail to U.S. consumers. This is being reported by CNBC. And so keep an eye out. There'll be some cool stuff. I'm going to play the friend or foe game. But I tell you, I really... I don't look at fast food the same now. You know, I mean, when I go and get a burger, when I'm in a hurry, it just doesn't even look like food to me anymore. And so, you know, I'm not saying, all right, I want everyone to go, you know, I guess to a Chipotle or whatever, but I want you guys to be smart about your food choices, okay? You know, I want you to be smart. I mean, ideally, I want you to cook at home. I want you to, you know, make some sandwiches. I want you to, you know, have some carrot sticks for snacks. I want you to drink more water, et cetera. But I got to tell you, I think Chipotle's bouncing back, and I think a lot of these places that have fresh food, right, are going to bounce back. It's just they are going to be behind the eight ball as the fresher the food, the more risk of these instances where, you know, somebody says they get sick. I mean, the fresh food, it's out there, it's being served to you, et cetera. Your processed food can withstand a lot. And I don't want you eating processed food. I mean, look how much sugar and salt, et cetera, that we get, you know, that we're consuming. We're consuming too much of that already. So it'll be interesting. I just wanted to let you know there's some freebies coming your way, and check it out. All right. I love that. Friend or foe. 1-877, if not foe, meaning F-O-E, like foe, like fake. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of my favorite movies is Back to the Future 2. And Nike has finally revealed their safe, self-lacing shoe that was featured. It's different than what was featured in Back to the Future 2. But you know when Marty McFly, he put on a pair of shoes, and then they just self-laced? Well, I guess Nike announced its first pair of self-lacing shoes are going to hit stores later this year called the Hyper Adapt 1.0. And Nike's Vice President of Design, John Hokey, explains that the shoe does not use a traditional lacing system, but rather a battery-powered series of pulleys that cinch the throat of the shoe. That doesn't sound fun. When the wearer steps inside the shoe, sensors at the bottom registers his or her weight and the position of the foot. It reads if you're heavy on your heel or heavy on your forefoot. That's brilliant. Once the sensors get a read of your foot position, a series of tiny pulleys will contract the throat of the shoe tightly around the foot by winding thread around a spool. They say imagine a fishing rod. The wearer can adjust the tightness by pushing on a plus or minus sign on the left side of the shoe, hold it down for 2 seconds, and the shoe will loosen fully, allowing increased blood flow and removal. So, they say, the shoe will eventually adjust, so it won't be as quick, it won't look as exciting as the one on Back to the Future, but what, it's been 27 years since the Back to the Future 2 movies? That's good. The shoe operates on a battery that will last for 2 weeks on a single charge, but you're going to have to charge your shoes, just like you charge your phone and your Fitbit, all right? But it's cool. Hopefully it gives you good support. You should see my shoes. By the way, if I could just tell you to take a look at the bottoms of your shoes and see where the wear and tear is, right? See where the wear and tear is. And, I would, you may have to show those shoes to your podiatrist, and you may need an orthotic to help you put the right pressure where the pressure should go. But if you look at my shoes, the heel is gone, where the front toe is gone, it's just gone. Speaking of gone, I'm always a goner when I play rock, paper, scissors. I keep losing. Well, get this. There's a way to win. There's a technique. A new study reveals players that play rock, paper, scissors don't stick to a plan, but they become irrational when they make their next move. Researchers suggest if you want to become victorious, choose paper. Because most people tend to go for rock. I would say most people go for scissors. That's interesting. Okay. So you guys have played rock, paper, scissors, right? One, two, three, paper. One, two, three, scissors. One, two, three, rock. Okay? Yeah. All right. See, to me, I think scissors is kind of the easiest thing to go to. Anyway, they say rock, paper, scissors is a game where predictions of human national decision-making can be compared with actual performance. It's a stupid game, all right? They're trying to make it sound all scientific. They say playing a computerized opponent adopting a mixed strategy equilibrium, participants revealed a non-significant tendency to over-select rock. It's worrying that people tended to make more irrational decisions following a loss. Yeah, I see that with people gambling. You know, you hit and you lose. So the next time around, you decide to stay. And then you stay, and then the dealer gets 20. And you could have hit on a 12. You see what I mean? So people do that. It's all a part of human nature. That's why gambling, the casino has such an advantage, because they understand human nature. Casinos are, I mean, that needs to be studied. And I could see, it probably has been. You know, how to, you know, if you lose once one way. But I've done that too. Like, I played roulette. Okay, I'm going to play black. Okay, I lost. It was red 3 times. It won't be red a 4th time. Red again. I'm like, no, and then I'm out. That's why I don't gamble that much. I'm not very good. I can't predict. You can't predict. It's, you know, man. Anyway, so they say this could have more serious implications in higher stakes scenarios where people are competing to outmaneuver one another, whether it's economics or politics, etc. Emotion might have some distracting effect that deteriorates the quality of our thought. This is what they're getting from rock, paper, scissors study. You guys get this? The rock, paper, scissors study is now being extrapolated to what the president could do in politics. Okay, we could be having a House of Cards ordeal here. Okay, you know, a standoff with Russia based on what they found with rock, paper, scissors. Researchers recruited 31 undergraduate students who weren't paying attention in class because they were playing rock, paper, scissors. And they were shown visual representations of a hand making the rock, paper, and scissors sign displayed on the screen. The participants completed 225 trials. All right, in each block, computer played rock, paper, scissors 25 times in random order. I don't know how much they made. During this trial, volunteers, probably nothing, were prompted to press one of the buttons that were linked up to the 3 options. No. See, rock, paper, scissors has to do with motor. All right? In fact, this study stinks, because I got to tell you, I can tell sometimes, like I could tell when my brother was going for the paper. That's why I always went for scissors, because he's starting to roll out his hand. And I would have my hand up, and I would slam it down with the scissors. You know how you would have that delay, and as you're bringing your hand down, there would be the scissors. No, the motor is very important. Oh, they messed this up. All right, guys, man. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hang me down.
I'll get I can actually get 2 things cut.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.